Each Friday here on the show, we're asking for your help to find a missing child. This week, we focus on Tegan Doherty, 15-year-old from Loudoun County, Tennessee. Tegan disappeared on October the 10th. His family says he was doing his house chores that morning, and then he took off, leaving on his bike. Local and state police have been searching for him ever since. As you can imagine, his family extremely concerned about Tegan's safety. The Loudoun County Police Department says the morning of Tegan's disappearance, he left the area on this black bicycle with neon green stripes on the tires. Tegan wears prescription eyeglasses and had them on when he disappeared. He's about 5'6". Local police urge anyone with any information to come forward. Joining me now is Angeline Hartman, the media director for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Angeline, as always, thank you for coming back on the show. Walk us through Tegan's disappearance.
Well, there's four people in this household. Tegan's mom, Tegan's stepdad, and Tegan's baby brother. The baby brother is about 5 months old. And Tegan, of course. Mom says that it's a regular Sunday morning. She gets up at about 6 a.m. She wakes him up too. Everybody's doing their share of household chores. She last sees Tegan. He's doing his laundry, and his assignment is to clean out his fish tank. Next thing she knows, that at around 9 a.m., Tegan's gone. So they figured out that he took off on his bicycle. His fish is gone. He had his fish in a Tupperware-like container. And people kind of spotted him in the neighborhood later on that day. But then that was the last they saw of him. And he has no money, no cell phone, just the clothes on his back, no resources. And as you saw, his parents are very, very worried about him.
So you've got to believe then that the first place I would think that they would be talking to are neighbors and friends, et cetera, right, to see if he went there. I would presume if that had produced any evidence, we'd know about it. So there are any other leads in the case?
Well, you know, Dan, this is a very small community. So, yes, they've talked to pretty much everybody they know. We're talking about a community of about 5,000 people here. And they've gotten help from neighboring police agencies and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. And they've searched and searched, and they have not found him. Now, there have been some unconfirmed sightings that they're learning about even just within the last couple of days. They did find his backpack a couple of days after his disappearance. You know, people in the neighborhoods were asked to go out and search your properties. And one person went out and walked his property and found Tegan's backpack. And inside that backpack was the fish, still alive, face up there in that little plastic container. But no Tegan, obviously. And it was not far from his home, you know, less than a quarter mile away. So they hope that he's around this area, but nobody really knows for sure. You know, mom wants people to know that he has some cognitive delays. And even though he's 15, sometimes his behavior is more like a, you know, 9 or 10-year-old. And so that's a big factor in all of this.
And I think one of the key factors as we show these pictures of Tegan, some of them when he was much younger, are the ones where he's wearing glasses like this one. Because as you let us know, he does wear prescription eyeglasses. So obviously, hopefully, he still has those. Is law enforcement there in Loudoun County telling you anything about this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've searched and searched, and they said, you know, they're hoping, really, that he has found some kind of friendly face who's maybe taken him in and doesn't really know the story, or, you know, they're hoping he's getting help from somebody out there. Because it's hard to imagine that he could go this long on his own, right? And so at this point, really, investigators don't know. They've searched as far as South Dakota. They know he has some relatives out there. One theory is that, you know, he's on his way to see his biological dad in, you know, Alaska. But these are just like far-fetched kinds of theories. Everybody's really hoping that he's still there somewhere in that community.
Well, the thing that makes me nervous is that discovery that you mentioned of the backpack with the fish in it, right? Because if he took the time to take the fish with him on the trip and then he's left that backpack with the fish, you know, it makes you more nervous that, you know, maybe someone else got involved here.
Yeah, maybe he left it there for a little bit and was going for a bike ride and was going to come back. Who knows? And you know, maybe they should have left the backpack right where it was so that, you know, Tegan could come back and find it. But it's just really hard to say.
And just this is an maybe sound like an odd question, but we identified that bike with the green on it that we're that we're looking at. It looks like the picture we see of him there, he's younger. Is he still fitting on that same bike? That's the same bike that he had at the time he left?
You know, I didn't ask that specifically, Dan, but yeah, okay, apparently he loves to be on his bike. He loves being outdoors. He rides his bike everywhere. So, I'm thinking that's a pretty recent photo his mom gave me.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to get any kind of detail that we possibly can for people. And if the backpack was still there and the bike wasn't, you know, again, that suggests, as you point out, that maybe he was on the bike going for a ride somewhere else, et cetera. And that's why I'm trying to focus so much on that bike.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we mentioned, this is a small community and it seems like everybody knows that he's missing here, right? Yeah. 5,000 people, you know, and so you can look at it two ways. It's very, very scary. We were trying not to think that something bad happened to him. You know, as I said, one theory is that maybe somebody has kind of taken him in and is just being patient with him and not really knowing the whole story. And so a lot of times, Dan, when children take off kind of like this, sometimes what happens is that they take off and then they hear people are looking for them and they get a little scared to come back. They think they're going to be in trouble, right?
Yeah.
So we want Tegan to know, it's okay to come home. People are looking for you, but it's not a bad thing, right?
Yep.
Especially since he has these cognitive issues. We want to let him know it's okay. You're not in trouble.
That's a really, so that's really important. Good point. Yep. Angeline Hartman, thank you so much for joining us. Yeah. We really appreciate it. If you know anything about Tegan's whereabouts,
thanks,
it's been up on the screen the whole time. Call 1-800-THE-LOST, 1-800-843-5678.